Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Content, community, and commerce. That's what we do on The Upswing. Joining us on the phone is Melanie Ricks, Bucks in-game host and digital reporter. Mel, you're all about content, community, and commerce. That's what you do each and every day.
Oh, I love that. Content, community, and commerce. That's exactly it. We're all about it. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Yeah, of course. So happy belated birthday first. Are you?
Oh, thank you.
Do you embrace the birthday and just celebrate it all month long? Or are you just one night and I'm done, I'm moving on?
It's a little bit of both, I have to say. Like, I've always felt like my birthday is a holiday. I don't know why. Even when I was a kid, it just felt like the best day ever. So, yeah, I'm kind of a month long, like it's my birthday month. But my friends are like, no, you get one day. So it's a little bit of both.
That's good. I like it. I like it. You got to embrace it. And you got to celebrate
exactly. Big
time, no matter what. So is there an off season for you? I always love to ask sports journalists, like, does it ever end? Do you ever get to take a little bit of downtime and just take a breath and analyze? Or you just go from one thing to another, one season to another, and there's just no off season anymore?
That's a great question. So there is a bit of an off season.
Okay.
I was fortunate this season. Let's be honest. We want to be playing until mid-June.
Right.
But with us, we were done early May. So I've actually had quite a bit of an off season since early May. But for me, this season, it was actually my first time, Jeff, having like a full summer to kind of like debrief and kind of, you know, reflect on the year and everything like that. Because I've never had that type of full-time job where, like a teacher, it's like you work during the school year and then you're off in the summers. And so for me, it's been a lot of, okay, so what went right? What went wrong? How can I improve? So a lot of self-reflection and just like getting ready for next season. So it's been a really good off-season for me.
You're right. That should be fun heading into the new seasons, both in college football and obviously professional basketball. It just gives you that insight to kind of look within yourself and, hey, what did I do well? What do I want to improve on? And just gives you additional time to kind of do research and work on you. I like it. I like it. So are you excited for your Big Ten Network college football duties to begin?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. This is my first sideline role with college football in general. But, yeah, I'm really excited. It'll be nice to just delve into another sport, especially college football. I've always been so passionate about football. So, yeah, I think it'll be exciting.
Very good. And you have a new YouTube show that you're putting together. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, so thank you so much. That's why I wanted to come and talk to your audience. So it's called Nothing But the Truth with Melanie Ricks.
Okay.
That's what my former radio show was also called, but this is going to be the digital YouTube version. So I'd like to say it's Nothing But the Truth with Melanie Ricks 2.0. So you can catch us every Wednesday. We're going to drop a video.
Okay.
The first video is going to drop this Wednesday, August 21st. And I like to say that it's like the show that's like Seinfeld, where it's a show about nothing, but the show about everything. So we just like talking life. You know, we'll talk pop culture. Of course, we're going to talk sports, Bucks. And Jeff, my thing is I like relatable topics, like things that anybody can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you hear it and you're like, oh, like there's some relation to that in my life. So, yeah, that's what I'm all about.
All right. Will you have guests or will it just be you? Give us a little bit more insight.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we'll have guests, but it's going to be primarily me. I'll be the main voice, but
okay.
I definitely want to have some co-hosts. And, you know, I have some certain coworkers who definitely have delved into the podcast world. So I'm sure you'll see some guest appearances from them as well. But yeah, it's going to be really fun. And I'm all about the interviews. I really am. But I'm also about having kind of like a co-host type of role. I like having guest hosts, Jeff, because I like getting different perspectives. It's just nice, you know, bouncing different thoughts off of others.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. So what advice do you have, Melanie, for kind of young content creators? I'm thinking, you know, someone 16 or 17 that is kind of building their social media presence, but wants to get into the business, but it kind of struggles to say, how can I monetize my content? What should I look for? And like, just give us the Melanie mentorship model, because I get this question
a lot too. I love that. So just so you know, I'm probably going to trademark what you just said, the Melanie mentorship model.
Done.
So
all right.
We'll pretend like I said that first.
All right.
No, you'll get 10%.
All right.
No,
thank you. I appreciate that.
That's a great question. You know what? First off, I think it's so important for every young person to advocate for themselves, and you got to speak up for yourself. If there's something that you want, you got to go after it. You got to get it. And don't be afraid to tell those who are in positions of power what your dreams are. I genuinely do not feel that I would be where I am personally or professionally if I didn't speak up. So I think the biggest thing is just not being afraid to speak your mind and just telling people, hey, this is what I think I'm good at. This is what I'm interested in. Where do I go from here? Because I think that professional development is so important. And I mean, Jeff, it's like, you know, you graduate college and then you're looking at all of these starter jobs or these entry-level positions, and it's like, but you need 4 years of experience. It's like, okay, but where do I get that? And so then you asked about the content creation and making money on that. And
yeah.
I think with that, posting. It's so important to be consistent. It's important to post as often as possible. I have friends that have made money because they're now in the hundreds of thousands of social media followers, and they're gym rats. You know, they're people who are at the gym, or, you know, they're fashionistas. Like, they're people who are doing everyday things. It's not like they're, like, you know, the tech people of the world. Like, they're not, like, up there, but they're up there in a different way, and it's because they got there from doing what they're passionate about. So it's like, whatever you're passionate about, don't let anyone tell you that you can't achieve whatever you want with that passion. I think it's possible for anyone.
That is beautiful. Melanie Ricks with a wonderful Melanie mentorship model right there on the upswing. All the best with the new YouTube show. I'll be watching. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again very
soon. Thank you so much.
All right.
Have a good weekend. Thank you.
Thanks, Mel.